Thank you very much. I thought that I'm muted. So thank you very much for this opportunity and especially the invitation. Basically, we are working for about 4 or 5 years with Vita. We exchange thoughts and ideas how to develop pro bono activities in our countries. I'm working for 5 years for the Public Interest Law Institute, which is an international human rights organization. Human rights organization from a special sense, in a special sense, that we are not litigating. Rather, we try to stimulate, inspire public interest advocacy in different countries. PIL has office in New York, Budapest, Moscow, and Beijing. I'm working in the pro bono program, so I would not go into details of our other programs like fellowship program, legal aid program, and clinical legal educational program. So that's the cake. So basically, PIL faced with two main problems during the recent years from global perspective. Obviously, one of is the financial crisis. Some say that it's over, others say that it's just starting. So I would not talk about it. But there is a serious trend in the world called the globalization of the legal market. So this strange graffiti is basically shows us the interconnectivity of American law firms. Like the red dots are the cities where law firms are centered, and the blue boxes are those cities where are the financial centers in the United States. And what is striking, and maybe it's especially interesting for Lord Phillips, that between New York and Washington, there is a city called London, as part of the American legal market. The next. The second picture shows the chart of a medium-sized international law firm. So you can see that basically the law firm through its partner, the law firm main office is in New York, but it has branch offices in Europe, and it's partnered with another law firm, a European law firm, and the network goes till Shanghai and Tokyo or Singapore, Jakarta. So that's the reality, that the legal business does not stay within countries. And that's true for the legal world, like the legal community, but it's true for the NGO community. In the middle of this chart, you can see Greenpeace International. So that's the network of Greenpeace International, the worldwide network of Greenpeace International. So these realities directed us toward an idea, let's say an innovative idea, that we try to stimulate, inspire, and assist NGOs, and one side the third sector, the non-profit community, and the other side the legal community, to start cooperate with each other. Because I think it's all of us know that the traditional role of the legal community is focusing on the business community. So lawyers assisting companies. Part of the reality is that law firms and law offices get their big contracts from governments and governmental agencies. And part of the story that the law firms and the lawyers are responsible for the maintenance of the legal aid system, which is in every European countries and in the US based on the constitution. It's an obligation of the legal profession to provide such services. But seems like there is a third sector or the NGO sector or the NGO community, where the NGO's legal needs are not addressed. Like law firms did not develop infrastructure to serve these type of clients. And the idea, our idea was that we try to implement the British and American models, the Anglo-Saxon models, to somehow broker together, matchmake the law firms and the NGOs together. So you can see the development in 2010. There are 11 operating clearinghouses in Europe. The latest two ones, one is in Dublin in Ireland and in Latvia in Riga. These organizations, mainly NGOs, though in some cases the bar associations seize the moment or seize the opportunity, so they involved strongly in the maintenance and the profiling of these clearinghouses. And as the big financial centers like Frankfurt, London, Madrid, and Paris, as we heard, in Paris, the Paris Bar takes an active role to assist indigent people, local NGOs, to address their legal needs. So some illustration of the clearinghouses. If you jump to the next one. Yes, so it's not just Europe. It's the same development, similar developments in South America, like last year established contact and cooperation with the Brazilian clearinghouse and the South African clearinghouse, which means that theoretically and factually it's possible that, and I can give you just an example, like Transparency International Armenia requested PILI to have legal research on the mining law, legal environment of mining, in order to protect the Armenian natural resources. So that's a fact. The South African clearinghouse brokered the Armenian NGO with a law firm, with a South African, like Johannesburg-based law firms. So it means that basically no limit of the variety and interconnectivity of legal services. And just closing the circle, focusing on Hungary, it's a good point that who is who, like law firms are the boys and NGOs are the girls. What PILI's main idea is, we have to interpret pro bono as an opportunity for lawyers to be innovative, to be creative. There are so many ways to assist individuals, indigent people. Obviously, we inherited and we own the already established legal aid structures in our countries. But, you know, the demands of the society, it hardly can be addressed. There is no state budget which can address the legal needs of the population of a country. So that's a quick summary of what's going on in Hungary. We organize seminars, trainings. We organize regular meetings for law firm representatives. We invite, which recently organized the so-called pro bono breakfast, where 9 law firms representatives came, and we invited 6 NGOs, big NGOs and small NGOs. And during the breakfast, there were NGO presentations, and they exchanged name cards, and cooperations were established. We maintain a similar website in Czech Republic and Poland, in Hungary. Through this website, NGOs can register and can submit their legal questions, their legal needs. So I receive these questions, and I put in. There is another section of this website where only lawyers can enter. That's a password-protected area. So lawyers can see always and they are informed about the latest pro bono matters added to the list. The positive experience is with the website that we got requests, more and more requests from the countryside, which is, I think, a really positive development, because the access to justice infrastructure in the countryside, it's not comparable with the facilities available in Budapest, in the capital city. We also cooperate with law schools. Recently, we established an innovative cooperation with NGOs, governmental agencies, to generate or to develop a supportive legal environment to do volunteer work in Hungary. We organize internships, and obviously we have cooperation with the Bar Association. The next slide explains this. So that was the bar, yeah. Our challenges. It's how to keep together different stakeholders. So I think there are three main focuses. You can find many interesting topics and issues around the pro bono. I would highlight three of them. First of the education. We think that it's important that law schools, like when I went to law school, I never heard the word pro bono. So I think that's really important that law students learn more about the social responsibility of the legal profession in general. Either in the future there will be judges, lawyers, public prosecutors, but we have to raise their awareness or make them aware that the legal profession has a special role and doorkeeping role in a society. And also, which is a little bit neglected topic in the continental Europe, that the law schools themselves have responsibility, because in the US, it's a very common example, and in the UK also, Lord Phillips referred to that the locals can easily provide professors and law students and even practicing attorneys who are lecturers at the university to provide certain amount, might be small amount of legal services for the legal community. And our NEST, the Columbia Law School in the middle of New York, the university is also surrounded districts where that became part of the practice that they provide legal assistance to local citizens. The second big issue, and I recognize it's the same problem around in the Czech Republic, like creating favorable legal environment for pro bono activities. In Hungary currently, if you provide pro bono services, you have to pay 20% of VAT tax. Theoretically, no one pays it, but theoretically you have to pay. There are problems with interpreting the pro bono clause in the text of the contract between the NGO and the law firm, because if the law firm states that the service is provided based on pro bono, then it's questionable whether the tax authority will accept it or not. So right now we are involved in a negotiation with the Hungarian tax authority and the Hungarian Bar Association to generate a guideline or recommendation if a lawyer does pro bono services, how they should explain in the text of the contract. Obviously the taxation I refer to. And the third element is the public recognition of pro bono services. How public perceives lawyers in Hungary, it's very bad. I can be very frank. And I assume that similar stories in the media, stories of corruption and stories of unethical behavior. So I think pro bono activity really can help lawyers can ameliorate lawyer's bad image. I explained the role of the bar association. That's our activities basically. So we encourage the Hungarian Bar Association to support pro bono as an activity and also support lawyers themselves, because there are ambitious, young, middle-aged and elderly lawyers who are willing to do something for the public good, but they don't have access to opportunities and information. And maybe the last one, which joins our presentations, links our presentations together, like we heartfully welcome and invite everyone here to come to Paris in 18 and 19 November to share your experience and meet with the lawyers from other European countries to discuss pro bono. And if there is no guarantee for reward, but if you jump to the last slide, I think it's late afternoon, so it's worth it to have a little compensation for this torture. No promise that there is such reward, but hope the best. Thank you very much.